everybody. John Putnam here. I hope you are well. What's happening today? Welcome to another episode of Change for Your Dollar, where God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back. We want to be focusing on that great life, that best life that God has for us, and using money as a tool rather than a goal, and what that difference in perspective makes. And you better believe that applies, as I have been talking a lot about financial uncertainty this month. I mean, we are in it. It is all around us, and it is not slowing down. Talks of recession, stock market volatility, interest rates increasing, inflation woes, banking concerns. All of this added together, it can be so much for us to take in. That's why I created a new mini course called Get Recession Ready. It is available for free on changeforyourdollar.com. Just like it sounds, click on the resource library link. It's the orange button on the page. You will see it. It will take you right to the course, and I hope it is a blessing for you. 4 steps to become recession ready. But whether a recession comes or not, in any time of financial uncertainty, this will help you. So please check it out. All right, if you've been hanging with me for episodes in the past, you know I'm a movie fan. I love great movies. I love great stories. I also am a sports fan. I'm not great at sports, but I really enjoy it. But I love sports movies. And one of my favorites is a movie called 42. It's the Jackie Robinson story. It stars Chadwick Boseman as Jackie Robinson and Harrison Ford as Branch Rickey. He's an exec with the Brooklyn Dodgers. In the story, let me give you a little just big picture summary of this. 1947, Jackie Robinson, handpicked by Branch Rickey, who's an exec for the Brooklyn Dodgers, to become the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball in the modern era. And it's a powerful story of Jackie Robinson's life and the people around him that he navigates in the midst of nonstop racism all around him in the process. In a pivotal scene in the movie, there's a powerful exchange between Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson as Branch is trying to convince Jackie to make this move. And it goes like this. Jackie says, "So you want a player who doesn't have the guts to fight back?" And Branch Rickey replied, "No, I want a player who's got the guts not to fight back. We win if the world is convinced of 2 things, that you are a fine gentleman and a great baseball player. Like our savior, you gotta have the guts to turn the other cheek. Can you do it?" And Robinson replied, "You give me a uniform, you give me a number on my back, and I'll give you the guts." The private journey of Jackie Robinson in this movie pivots boldly from that conversation and on the topic of the self-control of Jackie Robinson. And please understand that the comparison that I'm going to make today in no way compares to the breakthrough and the will and determination of Jackie Robinson and all that he faced in battling racism and in that critical move in baseball and in our country. But the story does provide a backdrop in a big picture of how we consider and how we take action upon what we can control and what we cannot control. I may have shared in the past that I became a trained Patterson life planner in 2008. And it was a fantastic process to go through. And I've used the tools and the conversations throughout my career. It's been incredibly fruitful. But this idea about control was illuminated in a way that I had never really considered as deeply before, in a very simple way, but a very powerful way. And basically, just like the story I just shared, given any situation, there are things that we cannot control, and there are things that we can control. And let me pause for just a moment and remind us, remind you, and remind me how God made us. 2 Timothy 1:7 reads, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And let's keep that scripture in mind and this idea of self-control and what we can and cannot control as we continue addressing the topic of financial uncertainty. So let's talk about some of these big picture topics that are around us these days. Stock market volatility, rising inflation, rising interest rates. Let's just pick these three. That's enough. Any one of these is enough to derail our thinking. Now, you can worry about these. You can fret about these. You can complain about these to your friends. But guess what? That is not going to change anything. And let me get very granular for a moment. You cannot control stock market volatility, but you can control your actions in response to stock market volatility. You cannot control rising inflation, but you can control your actions in response to rising inflation. And you cannot control rising interest rates, but you can control your actions in response to rising interest rates. In other words, you can exercise self-control. For example, with stock market volatility, you can't control it, but what can you control? Well, you can control who you listen to gain your news about stock market volatility. You can revisit your risk tolerance. Maybe it's time to meet with your financial advisor for reassurance and professional perspective. Again, actions that you can take. What about rising inflation? Well, you can't control it, but what can you control? You can change your spending, for example. You can revise your budget. Maybe you have more than you need right now, dealing with abundance, and you can increase your giving to help those who rising inflation is impacting more than you. These are actions that you can take in response to something that you cannot control. And then finally, you can't control rising interest rates, but what can you do? Well, you can avoid debt. We know that's a good idea. You can also pay down debt faster so your rising interest rates do not have as much of an impact on you. And that will require you to make some refinements to your budget and maybe cut out some of your flexible spending so you can take more action against rising interest rates. My friends, here is the simple takeaway for today. When you find yourself in a situation or an environment that you cannot control, focus on taking one action that you can control, and then take another, and then take another. Because God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. God put that power in you, and He wants you to use it. Thank you all so much for being with me, letting me share with you today. And as a reminder, please go to changeforyourdollar.com, click on the resource link, take a look at the Get Recession Ready mini course and the downloadable worksheet that's along with it. I truly believe it will be a blessing for you, not only in a time of recession, but any period of financial uncertainty. Thanks again, and I'll look forward to being with you next time.